Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we are continuing today our look into the book of Revelation for the blessing that it promises. And today we're starting with chapter 2. We have seen that Jesus, the resurrected Lord, this is the only time, the only book we have where the resurrected Lord speaks directly, and we have witness of it to John. And he's given this whole book is going to be this whole prophecy, he calls it a prophecy, the book of Revelation, is going to be sent to seven churches in Asia. These churches are somehow symbolic, and the book is written, the book of Revelation, in about 96. So Jesus, who passed away and rose from the dead and went to heaven in probably the year 30, then he's been gone about 66 years and come back. And he has messages for the churches. And it's really sad to say that you already see a decline, a declension in the seven churches and where they were. These are all vitally important to us. Bless the Lord. We begin, as Jesus began, with the church at Ephesus. Unto the angel of the assembly of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works and your labor, your patience. Now, before we go on with the church of Ephesus, let's see about this. Jesus identified himself as the one who walks in the midst of the seven lampstands. He has told us that the seven lampstands are the churches, the assemblies. So he walks. He never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he walked in the assemblies, in a special manifestation, if he walked in the assemblies during the first churches, first days of the church, he's still walking there now. And I want to give you a revelation of how that works. I'd like you to turn to the Old Testament book of Zechariah, which especially, it's a book of prophecy. He, just like the book of Revelation, is a New Testament book of prophecy. Zechariah, the prophet, he had come back from the Babylonian captivity with the children of Israel, and they were rebuilding the second temple. Now, he had, in one night, eight visions. And all these visions are going to have to do with where they were right at that time, where Israel was right at that time, right on to the second coming of the Lord. This book ends in, the book of Zechariah ends in, the Messiah coming, putting his feet down on the Mount of Olives and establishing the millennial reign. Even tells you some things about the millennial reign. So he's having these eight visions in one night, Zechariah the prophet. Here is his first vision. Now you're going to see some similarities here with the book of Revelation. Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 8. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom. Myrtle. Some women are named Myrtle. Where does that name come from? The Hebrew word is Hadassah. And Hadassah is a little plant, a humble little plant with little leaves in Israel. And there was a famous woman in the Bible who had this name, Hadassah. And when she was off in the Persian captivity, her Persian name was Esther. So it's a name that's often used for Israel itself. The Hadassah. You've heard of the Hadassah hospital maybe in Jerusalem? So the prophet Zechariah sees by night a man riding upon a red horse, and he stands among the Hadassah trees. That's Israel. He often likens nations to trees. Sometimes he calls them the fig tree. Sometimes he calls them the Hadassah. And they were in the bottom. They were in the deep. This Israel, even though Zechariah has come back, he's come back with only 42,000 people. The vast majority, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, are still in Babylon. And so this rider up on the red horse has been standing among Israel, probably in Babylon, that were in the depths. That's what the word is in the Hebrew. They were in the bottom. They were in the depths. They were in the low place. And behind him, there were red horses speckled in white. Then said I, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that talked in me said unto me, I will show you what these be. And the man that stood among the Hadassah trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth. God had sent these riders, these angelic riders from another realm, a realm you can't see into, the unseen realm. They're on horses. There are horses in that unseen realm. There are riders in that unseen realm. And they have been sent to earth. That's what it says here. These are they whom Jehovah sent to walk to and fro through the earth. So these riders, these heavenly inspectors, whoever they are riding to and fro among Israel in captivity. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the Hadassah trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sits still and is at rest. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, this is another name for God, a name by which he reveals himself. He's the Lord Yahweh Sabaoth, the God of armies. He has armies at his command. He has the armies of the angels. He has the armies of the church. He has the army of Israel. He has the army of hailstones, stars even. At one time, he's called into his army. Birds, the fowls that pick clean the bones of the dead in Ezekiel 38 and 39. That's Lord God of Sabaoth. He is identified as the God of armies. And whenever his name like that is used, it means if he has to call all those created forces into being to do his job, he will do so. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, verse 12, O Yahweh Sabaoth, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah? Verse 13, and the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. The question is, what about Jerusalem? What about Judah? They're in the depths. They're in captivity. So the angel that commended with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy, and I'm very sore displeased with the nations which are at ease. You see, these riders on these horses have been out inspecting Israel. God had dispersed them to Babylon. It was his will, as revealed to us in the book of Jeremiah, that there they live in houses, they plant gardens, they grow, they multiply, they bless and pray for the country where they are. But what these angel riders came back and reported is the whole world's at ease. They don't even care that Jerusalem's in captivity. So the Lord says, here's his report. You see, he's the God of all eternity. He's there on the throne, and these angels, these inspectors on these horses, they report to him what they've seen. And here is what he thinks of the report. Verse 15, I'm very sore displeased with the nations that are at ease. For I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. In other words, they afflicted Israel terribly in the captivity. It'd be like you and your child. You spank your child, but the next door neighbor takes a crowbar and beats them. So that makes God angry. I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore, saith Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh Jehovah, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. In other words, you can measure it out there in the earth. It's going to be measurable by your yardstick. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. All eight of Jeremiah's visions were about Jerusalem and God's restoration. But I wanted to show you that he had sent forth inspectors. I was in Israel, I believe it was 1981. I was in Russia, Soviet Russia, in the winter of 1980 or 81. I can't remember which, when Kenneth Hagin was having his winter Bible seminar with always the subject of prayer or the Holy Ghost. And my daughters called me and said, Mom, you need to get home. The meeting was supposed to go 1 week. It's into its third week. And Sister Wilkerson has had a great vision. When I got home, the meeting was still going on, and I did get to some of it. And I went to Sister Wilkerson's house to see what she had seen. She told me face to face. She said, I was in the Ruker Auditorium. We were lifted to the heavenlies. I was caught up into the Spirit. And I saw a rider on a white horse ride through the northern end of that Ruker building, the northern wall, rode through a rider on a white horse. She told me it was Jesus, but I did not tell people it was Jesus, but I'm telling you it was he. She said, I was so caught up watching him, and Sister Aretha Hagin, Kenneth Hagin's wife, came and tapped me on the shoulder. And she said, he wants you to tell what you're seeing. She went to the platform and told that she saw the rider come in. She saw him ride up and down the aisles of that auditorium. Swish, 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 swish. And she said to him, sir, what are you doing? He said, I am inspecting the troops. And then he rode up to Kenneth Hagin at the platform. He had a scroll in his hands, and he took that scroll, tapped Brother Kenneth Hagin on the chest, and the scroll went into him. And he said to Brother Kenneth Hagin, these are your orders until. No man will stop you. No demon can stop you. Not even Satan himself can stop you. Nor can your own weaknesses, humanity, stop you. These are your orders until. He was inspecting the troops for readiness. So, it was the revealed action of God to inspect what was happening to Israel. Sister Wilkerson saw that it was his action to inspect that lampstand that was meeting that night in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Jesus identified himself to the church at Ephesus. Chapter 2, verse 1, I am he who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, the seven assemblies. He walks in their midst. He walks in our midst. He is inspecting us for readiness as the very light-giving lampstand of God. We'll see how he judged, if you might say, that church of Ephesus and how it was doing. We'll look at that tomorrow, and if you want to catch back up on the archives, go to billybrim.org and start with July 16. This is Billy Brim saying, shalom, shalom, until tomorrow when we look at Ephesus in detail.